It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Gladiator 2, the 24-year-old sequel to Ridley Scott's Oscar-winning hit, which now focuses on Lucius, played by Paul Mescal, who is revealed to be Maximus's son by the trailer, and whose mother Lucia, played by Connie Nielsen, sends him away to protect him from Rome's corruption. He lives under the name Hanno, but is now forced to become a gladiator after his home has been invaded by the Roman army led by General Acacius, played by Pedro Pascal. Rome now has twin emperors who happen to be Caracalla, played by Fred Hechinger, and Geta, played by Joseph Quinn, while the new villain happens to be the arms dealer and former slave Macrinus, played by Denzel Washington, who plans to take over Rome. So Lucius has a lot of adversaries to deal with. The story in Gladiator 2 is often confusing and it doesn't really compare to the first film, but there's still fine photography once again by John Matheson, some entertaining performances, and I think it's kind of funny that it has to add CGI baboons, rhinos, and sharks. Why not? This is the kind of sequel when we can talk about its plausibilities and implausibilities, and I guess that's what makes this sequel decent enough for me. This is the part where you all shout, "Live! Live! 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 Live!" And this is me giving it a thumbs up. 3 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming up next, the life and times of Dietrich Bonhoeffer in the biopic Bonhoeffer, Pastor, Spy, Assassin. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.